Governor Snyder will deliver a public safety address this morning, and some details are already leaking out. What are we going to hear, Jack?
Well, of course, it's easy to be cynical and say it's easy for a politician to say they're tough on crime, but I think that there's some interesting things in this. He's trying to sort of coordinate and consolidate a state approach to crime, and he's going to propose a few things to the legislature and announce a few things. He's making this announcement in Flint, which, of course, is a high-crime city, has had a lot of problems with crime and a lot of problems with unemployment. They usually sort of go together. He's going to reopen the Flint jail, provide some money for that, which will certainly help city police, and to sort of try to have a more integrated approach and maybe use state police resources more efficiently.
Why is he talking about public safety now?
Well, it's not immediately clear, except, you know, this is always an issue. It's an election year. Republicans are traditionally sort of law and order candidates, kind of tough on crime, and it's sort of a popular approach to take. Now, he's spaced out these special messages. He's had special messages on a number of things, and crime is just the latest one.
What can a governor, what can a sitting governor really do to fight crime?
Well, they can certainly suggest things to the legislature, and they certainly can, as the governor is doing here, announce some procedures in state agencies that may make an approach more streamlined and efficient. To some extent, of course, no governor, no one official can do a whole lot about crime. A lot of people have suggested that the best way to keep crime rates down or to lower crime rates is to help the economy. People who are employed commit fewer crimes. People who have prospects and hope for the future tend to be less desperate. So certainly the governor thinks he's doing the right policies in that regard. And also, this governor is all about efficiency and common sense in government, and he's just applying some of that to fighting crime.
Jack, as you mentioned, the governor has delivered a number of special messages on different topics. How much of an effect do these messages really have?
Well, without going back with a fine-tooth comb, Christina, and looking at legislative action, it's certainly fair to say less than he wanted, certainly in terms of transportation. The legislature has been very slow on moving. Certainly, they've certainly failed to move on his top priority, the new bridge over the Detroit River, and they've been slow as molasses on a lot of other things. And the special message on health, there was some concern for whether monitoring kids' weight was a invasion of their privacy and the government collecting improper statistics. So I would think that he'd have some sense of frustration.
And let's talk about Super Tuesday for a minute here. Mitt Romney won most of the Super Tuesday contests yesterday. Romney also took Michigan's primary, although it was a very close race between him and Rick Santorum. Are we going to see a Romney nomination?
I think that's almost inevitable now, Christine. I think Super Tuesday was quite meaningful. Rick Santorum had to win Ohio. This was his best shot at winning a major state. It was closer even than Michigan, but he didn't win it. The only states Santorum has been able to win are mainly small, deeply Republican states. With one exception, Colorado, he hasn't won any state that really is a state in contention in a general election, and the numbers begin to add up, and the fact that the Romney people are so much better organized. Again, nobody has locked up a majority of delegates or anything close to it, but if anything, Super Tuesday did anything, it was probably to knock out Newt Gingrich effectively and make it even more inevitable that Romney will be the eventual nominee.
All right, Jack, as usual, thanks a lot.
And you have a good day, Christina.